Welcome to StarTalk Radio's Classic Episodes. I'm your host, Neil deGrasse Tyson, your personal astrophysicist. If you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. Please go to our website at www.startalkradio.net. And, of course, we're on Facebook, StarTalk Radio. Enjoy the show.
Our universe is filled with secrets and mysteries, leaving us with many questions to be answered. Now more than ever, we find ourselves searching for those answers as the very fabric of space, science, and society are converging. Here for the first time, these worlds collide as we give you the knowledge that breaks the barrier between what is science and what is merely pop culture. This is StarTalk.
Now, here's your hosts, astrophysicist Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson and comedian Lynn Coplitz. StarTalk.
Welcome to StarTalk. Hello. I am your host, Neil deGrasse Tyson, astrophysicist, joined by Lynn Coplitz, my favorite co-host ever.
I'm your only co-host ever. Thanks, Dr. Neil.
I remind you, she's a comedian. Lynn, this is our fourth show.
I know, it's very exciting.
It's fun.
I love this show.
How's it going for you so far?
It's fun, but you know, I was hit with an amazing epiphany the other day. I was on the subway.
Aren't all epiphanies amazing?
Otherwise, yeah, they really call them that. First of all, I'm really proud of myself for using my big SAT word right there, and Neil just immediately shoots it down like, aren't all epiphanies amazing? Yes. But anyway.
No one ever says I had a boring epiphany the other day.
Yeah, I had this weird epiphany. No, I was thinking about the fact that it really is a huge thing, like blessing, exciting thing, whatever, for me to be able to sit and talk to you every day. Like, I don't know if I've been appreciating it because all of a sudden it hit me. There aren't a lot of astrophysicists. Like, how many people, you take things for granted sometimes, like the fact that I get to talk to an astrophysicist once a week and now have one as a friend.
I talk to myself all the time, so yes, I take it for granted.
I know, and your wife is like, yeah, big deal. But what I'm saying, there's one in a million. Well, you told me what was the statistic? There's one in a million astrophysicists?
You do the math, right? It's 6,000 astrophysicists in the world and about 6 billion people. You divide those two numbers, and astrophysicist
what's the number?
Is one in a million.
One in a million.
If you do the math, yes.
And you can't just have like I have one degree and then my fallback master's degree.
You have a master's degree. I didn't know.
Oh, thanks for saying it. Like, you're so surprised. Like, really? They give those out at DeVry? Yes, I have a master's degree. But you have, like, 20 degrees or something, don't you?
I have one PhD, and then there's, like, 9 honorary doctorates. You get those for doing other stuff. So they're not...
No, Neil. You get them for being really smart. I mean, you don't just give an honorary degree. They give you honorary degree. I mean, I get honorary degrees in, like, drinking. You don't get an honorary... You get an honorary degree in whatever you get it in because they decide you're so smart.
We just assume... All I know is that I didn't achieve anything special to win any of those honorary degrees, but I did work hard for the one PhD I have. That's all.
Not PhD. How many books have you written?
9 books.
Oh, my gosh. I can barely keep a journal.
Actually, my 9th book was actually on Pluto, it being the demoted 9th planet. Very few people know that.
It was on Pluto. It was a hit on Pluto. It was huge. They love me on Pluto.
Don't know what the sales are on Pluto just yet.
And you know what? I was actually thinking about this. Mm-hmm. So my point is that it's very nice to be able to sit and talk to you. And this is a show that tells people at home that they can talk to you too. Like,
and
it's kind of neat.
You do make me laugh.
Thank you, Neil. Yes, that's my job. Okay. That's my job. Put the nose and the shoes back on, clown dance. But what I was going to say to you that I was thinking about this, and I was thinking that I would also, if I were rich, I would probably want my own personal genius to walk around with me. So it's kind of cool that I get you for free.
You mean I might have been able to get paid for this?
But it ticks me off because I was thinking, oh my gosh, now that I know Neil, I could actually go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Well, kings used to have, like, court jesters and court astrologers, and they used to have folks that would just help them out and make their decisions for them.
The two of us could have met on a whole nother lifetime.